y'all, this is Rebecca, author of The Scarlet Virgins. You can buy my book by going to my website, scarletvirgins.com, or you can buy it off of Amazon. You can also find more podcast episodes just like this one by going to iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play, or that website I mentioned before. This episode is actually going to be about Feet of Clay. A while back, I had somebody private message me on social media, and I'm going to protect their privacy and information, but throughout the conversation, the phrase Feet of Clay was brought up. And I actually had never heard the phrase before, so I asked them about it. And they essentially told me that it's basically, you know, everybody has their faults, and, you know, everybody's human. Everybody, when they are put in a leadership position or something like that, are always going to have a fatal flaw, essentially sort of an Achilles tendon. But I wanted to talk a little bit more about this because I feel like it's really important. Just looking back on everything that I have seen and everything that I have done, when Thomas and I started the Scarlet Virgins project proper, I really endeavored to not be an authority on the subject because I am one person. I am 22 years old. I hardly have everything figured out. And really, I'm not out to give anybody a different model of how we're supposed to do things outside of purity culture. Like, that was never my goal. My goal was to let people know that if they had grown up similarly to me, they were not alone, and that their worth was not found in what they had and hadn't done sexually, and it was found in what Christ has done for us and is found in what Christ has done for us. And so that was my goal. And since having done that, since having published and everything, and around this podcast, I've had a lot of people who have asked me, well, what do you suggest instead of this? And what about this? And how far is too far? And like all these different things. I don't know, y'all. but, you know, it made me think from the very beginning, but especially now, that, you know, I think one of the issues that people have in general, but a lot of churchgoers especially, is that we kind of look for authority outside of the Bible. And while that's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you need, say, a sword crafted, you're going to go to a blacksmith, whether they're a Christian blacksmith or not, because they know their craft. So to a certain degree, I understand that. But when it comes to biblical stuff, and it's something that is the Bible is quiet about, then you don't need to be going around and asking people for a formula on how to do it. Because if it's not in the Bible, then anybody who has a formula is trying to sell you snake oil. So it's really frustrating to me that I get all these questions, and I totally understand it, because it, how far is too far is a question that I probably would have asked had I not dated my husband and dated somebody else, because my husband took charge and was like, I want to keep you safe. I want to respect you. I want this relationship to go well. So here are the things that I think align with that. And that worked fantastic for us. But that's the point, is we did not approach it from a how far is too far perspective. It was, what is respectful to you? What is respectful to me? What is respectful to our Creator? So I think part of it is just maybe a mindset thing, where we are so Western civilization, where, you know, everything is a commodity. There is a fix for everything. There is a simple answer for everything. And we're just conditioned that way. We're conditioned to want an easy fix and a formula that we can follow, and if something goes wrong, we want to blame somebody else for it. And that's not me, like, being down on people. It's just that's, I suffer from that. Like, that's a problem for me. So I think that's part of it. But as I was talking to this person on social media and kind of hearing their story and hearing them use the Feet of Clay phrase, it really sparked some stuff inside of me that I thought about, where it was, you know, we're always looking towards authoritative voices And that's kind of how we fell into purity culture, because there was multiple different authoritative voices saying, this is how you do it. This is how you keep from getting a broken heart. This is how you keep from having premarital sex. This is how you have a wonderful love story that God created for you. And we idolize those people because they have the answers without recognizing that they're broken human beings and that what they're saying is not actually in the Bible, or if it is, it's taken out of context. And of course, there is good things to be said that are just prudent. Like, one of the things my husband and I did was not being alone together before we were married and stuff like that. And so, I mean, we were alone together outside of the church, but anytime we were alone together, we were outdoors or there was a light on that you could clearly see in, or we would go out on the porch to eat lunch when I was working in the same town and stuff like that. So, we were always very good about that. But there's things like that that's prudent that I'm not saying is wrong. And then I'm not saying you shouldn't take that advice if it seems like it would be good for you. But when it comes to like actual biblical stuff and actually like saying, oh, this is a biblical formula and it's not in the Bible, I think that's looking for an easy answer, and then idolizing these people with feet of clay. And then whether or not that those feet crumble for you to publicly see is not the point. They will crumble because that person is a sinful human being, and they're gonna have something that it like takes them down. And I think a lot of the time we haven't gotten to see the whole story as people who have consumed these thought leaders' content. But it's something to always keep in mind, is that everyone has feet of clay. I have feet of clay, and I've tried to be fairly open about this, but throughout what I've done, I've had to be really careful because I have a temper. I have a pretty bad temper because I am so hurt by some of the things I have seen, and so hurt by seeing other people in pain, and it's very hard for me to think clearly during those times. And thank God that I have my husband, because he evens me out really well. But that is my thing. I have to be very careful because that's not good. That's not a good witness. And I'm telling you guys this because I want you to realize that, and to see my work through that lens of, I am a broken person. I'm not trying to be a thought leader. And I too have feet of clay. I have things that I am not good at, and I don't want to be a thought leader because I am not worthy of that position, and I'm not Jesus. Just something else too that I wanted to mention is that, I have a lot of people telling me that I am the only Christian resource they will listen to or read. And honestly, that scares the tar out of me. Please don't do that. This is something that Pastor Brown and I talked in our episode about Law and Gospel. I am LCMS Lutheran. I go to church as much as I can, especially if I'm not sick. I had a missed service this morning. But I fully, I, and I've tried to steer clear of this because I didn't want to offend anybody, and I didn't want to get into the denominational wars because I'm not into that. But it is very, very important to me personally to go take communion regularly, to be in the church, and to address concerns in that church and not jump ship unless it is like dire, like the pastor has been addressed and things aren't changing and it's definitely bad and it's bad for you spiritually. Like, you as a human being, as a spiritual human being, need to be spiritually fed. So for me, one of the hardest things I've seen is because people have followed somebody with feet of clay and they've seen them crumble, they will decide, I'm not going to deal with church anymore. I'm not going to go to church. I'm not going to do that. And as I've said before, I totally understand that. I think that taking a break is fine. Especially, some of the view stories I've heard are just awful. But ultimately, on the grand level of everything, I do think it's very important to actually get to a church and be in fellowship with other believers and take communion and all of that stuff. Like, that is a major, major thing for me. And so, but at the same time, having said all of that, you do need to recognize that your pastor also has feet of clay. Everybody has feet of clay. And I think that if we thought about that and thought about everyone having that, even authority figures, we would be so much healthier emotionally, spiritually, physically, because we can't be looking. I mean, it kind of reminds me of, and I'm terrible with biblical references, you guys. I'm so sorry. All of my Baptist friends growing up were like, they could pick out chapter and verse of where things were and all the details of the story, but in the Bible where the people are asking for an earthly king, because essentially they're like, God isn't enough for me, we need an earthly king. That's really what this reminds me of, this push for, authority on earth, in specific areas and things like that. And I think that that's something that we need to avoid, and I think that this is actually one of those ways that we do that, is looking for an earthly authority on things. Anyways, I really hope that this makes sense. But I just wanted to tell you guys that. I wanted to tell you that I have feet of clay, your pastor has feet of clay, everybody has feet of clay. And I think that if we keep that in mind, we'll be a lot healthier. And you know what? I take that back. Not everybody has feet of clay. Jesus does not have feet of clay. So if you need to talk to somebody and you don't want to have be stabbed in the back or have rumors spread about you and stuff like that, even churches, if you tell a pastor that, sometimes that happens because they have feet of clay. But if you need somebody who's perfect and you want to talk to somebody who understands, Jesus is there for all of us, and we need to look to him more and more every day, I think. I love you guys so much, and I will talk to you guys later.
Bye.